What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. I am your host, Joseph Fleck. I am feeling much better. If you guys don't know, I was diagnosed 2 weeks ago with the Omicron virus. Yeah, I was at work and I was like, hey, I do not feel well at all and I think I should go get a test. And I had a test at home and it takes about 10 minutes to find out. So I stuck the thing up my nose and within like 2 minutes, there were two bars, meaning I was pregnant. Just kidding, not pregnant, but I did test positive for COVID-19. So I've been out of work for almost 2 weeks now. But I'm feeling so much better. I'm excited to go back to work on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that they actually pay me for my time off. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Just felt like a little bit of the flu, but it was nice. I didn't have a fever. I had chills. I was getting hot. I was cold. But I missed out on a New Year's Eve party, which super bummed me out. I was very, very upset about that. But my beautiful fiance made the best of it, and she made sure we had a great time at home. So yeah, anyways, let's get the show on the road. This is a new year. And this is a new episode of Not the Average Joe Show.
Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show. Not the Average Joe Show. Each week, we break down and analyze the latest content from your favorite influences in business and in life, from daily motivation to business strategies and more. This is Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening once again to another episode of Not the Average Joe Show. It has been quite a while since I have recorded a podcast, but I am back. I've survived COVID. Can't say that for a lot of people, unfortunately. And this podcast is dedicated to the late, the great, the saddest part of New Year's Eve, Miss Betty White. She is no longer with us. It's crazy when I go to Walmart or Target and I see those People magazines and all these magazines with her face on it saying, you know, she's about to turn 100. So sad that she didn't do it. I've been saying that for years that, it's going to be a sad day when she passes away. And it's crazy. She wasn't sick. She was just old. I think her heart just gave out. But she was such a wonderful person, a legend in Hollywood. Anyways, moving on. Betty White, this one's for you. So what has happened since we last spoke? Well, a couple things. In the last 2 weeks alone, I was diagnosed with COVID-19. I quit smoking on New Year's Eve, which has been extremely difficult. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. On New Year's Eve, about 10:30, I was going to wait till midnight to smoke my last puff. It was vape, by the way. Watermelon ice, for those of you who are interested. Watermelon ice, I would get the... what are those called? Esco bars. Oh God, I miss it so much. It's been a rough 3 days. Let me tell you guys, I have my little nicotine, throat lozenges, which are disgusting by the way, but they've been helping me. I'm also wearing the patch. So trying to get through this, it's been rough, but there's been some great learning experiences from this. And that's kind of what I want to dive into about today. As we get into the new year, guys, I've launched my business. I'm super excited about it. But anyways, about smoking. So let me rewind a little bit. About this time last year, I think it was about a year ago, a bunch of my coworkers were vaping. And I was like, ooh, that's a fun thing to do. I'm going to get one too. So... lo and behold, a couple months later, I realized I am super addicted to nicotine. I have a problem. And I tried quitting a couple times. It didn't last more than 3 hours. So this is the first time that I was really like, okay, I'm going to do this. For a couple of reasons. One, I bought a Peloton. It's being delivered in 2 weeks. I want to get fit. I want to work out a little more. which I think will help my anxiety. It'll give me something productive to do, because when I feel productive, I get that high and I just keep the momentum going. So I'm very excited about that. But yeah, anyways, I have a Peloton coming. So I knew it was probably not smart to smoke, because I could totally see myself on a Peloton going, but yeah, that's not happening. So I'm very proud of myself. I'm on day 3 of no vape. I threw it away. And let me tell you, I was at one point in the last 48 hours searching through my trash can for my vape, because I thought I was going to die. The cravings are so ridiculous. If you guys have never been addicted to anything, there's different, I feel like there's different levels of addiction. But with smoking, if anybody has ever had a smoking problem, whew, I never thought I would, because I've never had a problem before. I've never been addicted to anything in my life. It's never happened. But yeah, it happened this time. So it was rough. But I feel good. I'm feeling like I'm getting over it. I was driving to Walmart today, and I passed by the vape store that I usually go to, and I was just looking at it. I was like, part of me really wants just one puff. But I knew that I'd be super depressed afterwards. You know, I knew that it wasn't a good idea. So I said no, and I went home, and I'm super proud of myself. I've never made it this long, 3 days, without vaping. So very excited about that. And, you know, it got me thinking about a couple things. And it reminds me of what Eric Thomas says a lot. You've got to be addicted to success. You've got to be addicted to what you're doing. You know, whether it's building a business, whether, you know, whatever it is you're doing, whether it's in your job and you want to get to the next level, you just want to be great at whatever it is you're doing. You know, what is it? You need to be addicted. You need to just get that itch. And I never really knew what that felt like, because I've never been addicted to anything. So in a way, this was kind of an experiment, where I found an addiction in nicotine, and when I got off it, I felt that urge that, oh, the only thing I want to do right now is smoke. The only thing I want to smell and taste that watermelon ice. But I'm so glad I didn't. But can I translate that into other things? You know, it's funny. I've met a lot of smokers, ex-smokers, who have... there was one, he went to my church growing up. Paul Ogna, great guy. He always had a toothpick in his mouth while I was growing up in that church. Always had. I never saw him once without a toothpick in his mouth. And he told me one time, he's like, the reason I have a toothpick in my mouth is I was an avid smoker. And to help me quit, I guess it's the body movement of putting something in your mouth. He went with toothpicks. So it helped him ease his want of that nicotine. And I thought that was interesting. He substituted cigarettes for toothpicks, which are far healthier, right? Right. Why not substitute nicotine or vapes with something you're working on, whether it's your business or anything? Why not? So, you know, I kind of had that mentality of, oh, this is what an addiction is. It's that feeling, that terrible feeling that you need something so bad and you can't, you've got to have it. Yeah, I get it. I get it now. And I in a way, I'm kind of happy that I know what that feels like now. It sucks, by the way. Don't ever start an addiction. But in a way, I know what that feels like. And I know that I can move forward in my mental game, since it took a lot of Cosmo Love 13. Thank you for following me. If you guys don't know, I'm on TikTok live right now. So for my TikTok fans, I'm recording my podcast, Not the Average Joe Show. I'm going to upload it at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, Wednesday, the 4th of January. All right, moving on. What was I talking about? In a way, I've got that focus, that drive now when I know what a addiction is, and I need to focus it in one way. I need to narrow it down. I need to wake up every morning itching to work on my business, itching to work on getting, you know, out of that 9-to-5, if that's what you want to do, or whatever it is, or be the best that you can be at your 9-to-5. You know, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in working a job, but be the best at it. I know I haven't been, and that's something I could definitely focus more on. And if my district manager is listening right now, I know he'd appreciate that. But yeah, man, I know what an addiction feels like now. And I know that how I should feel based on Eric Thomas telling me that I need to, you know, be addicted to success. I need to be not addicted. I don't like that word, addicted to success. Success is I think people burn out too much when they say they're addicted to success. You know, the difference I think between Eric Thomas and Gary Vee is Eric Thomas says be addicted to success, and Gary Vee says be addicted to failure. And what he means by that is fail so many times, because the more you fail, the more you're going to win, and you're going to fail a lot more than you're going to win. And I know that from experience. For example, I've owned 3 LLCs in my life. All 3 of them failed. I've been a part of 3 multi-level marketing companies. They've all failed. I'll be honest. One I did pretty well in, and by pretty well, I mean maybe made $100. I broke even on my investment, which was Beachbody. Love that program. Anyways, yeah, I failed over and over and over again, and I love it because I know I'm on the right path. I know that I'm just, you know, for my friends on Facebook and stuff, that my friends that don't really know me, you know, all they see is me doing more stuff over and over again. Oh, now he's doing this. Oh, now he's doing that. Oh, all these projects he's doing. But I don't care. I don't listen to that. I do my own thing. And that's the best part, I think, about, you know, me being homeschooled was probably in a way the best thing that ever happened to me, because I never stuck to the status quo. I never tried to fit in with the cool kids. I was bullied a lot. And the reason why is because I was, and I'm not trying to gloat here, but I was a lot more mature than everybody else. Because while they were all bullying me and stuff like that, I'm like, I'm an adult, you're a child. That's how I felt. You know, I'm going to keep being me, because in 10 years when we're out of high school, none of this is going to matter. Half of high school didn't matter. So, you know, what difference does that make? Trying to fit in and be cool and all this crap. I had my moments, don't get me wrong, but that was never my intention. Excuse me. Still coughing a little bit from that COVID. My doctor says it's the Omicron variant based on my symptoms. I can get through this. But yeah, Gary Vee, Eric Thomas, I love listening to these guys because they have pretty different perspectives. I'm just going to keep being me. I'm going to keep failing. You know, if this business that I started fails, great. No, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to keep going until the day I die. One of my favorite quotes by Gary Vee. This woman went up to Gary Vee one time while he was in his car and goes, "Hey, give me 3 words of inspiration. I just want 3 words that'll pump me up to keep going." And Gary goes, "You ready for this? You're gonna die." Now, everybody has, you know, different representations of what happens after you die. Either you're going to see black, or there's heaven, or there's hell, etc. There's a life after death. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are on that. We all know one thing, unless you believe in reincarnation, which I think most of us don't. There's an ending. What do you want to be known for? And that's why I love, you know, one of my biggest perspective shifts in the last few years has been I've become a dad to two beautiful little girls. And it got me thinking, wow, you know, in college and in my early 20s, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to be a parent or settle down, as they say, you know. But then I realized I'm leaving a legacy for these kids. You know, if I died tomorrow, they're going to remember me for the rest of their lives. And I know what they're going to remember me as, because I've worked really hard for them to remember me, whether I die tomorrow or I live for another 50, 60 years. They're going to love me and they're going to know me for the rest of their lives, period. So that's exciting for me. And now I can move on, not move on, but move, just shift my focuses to other things that I want to leave a legacy on, you know, such as my business and how I run my business, you know, how my business is different from the competitors, and how I do my job at my 9-to-5 differently than others. I've had management not get mad at me, but frown upon the fact that I give my personal phone number out to every one of my customers, every single one, my personal number, not my business number that the company I work for gives me, because I never check that, and I know I won't. I want my customers to be able to reach me at any point in time. I don't mind working from home. I don't mind working on my while I'm not clocked in, because I have one focus at my job: to go above and beyond for every customer I talk to. And I can't tell you the amount of customers that have appreciated that, that have given me good reviews, that have stayed customers of mine. You know, I shifted stores. I was working at one store, and now I work at a different location, and I probably have 4 or 5 customers that moved stores just so they can deal with me. I don't think that would have happened with any other person I work with, because they don't do that. They don't, you know, they're going to help the customer at standard level and they're going to move on to the next. I don't know. I don't see customers as customers. I see them as people. And I do the same in my business as well. And I think that's what sets me apart in my business life and in my personal life. And I pride myself on that. So if I can shift this addiction of smoking towards trying even harder with my customers and helping them even more, and, you know, that itch I get of, oh, I want to smoke so bad, and shift that focus into something else that's productive and healthy, I think that's a great thing, and you should do it too. So anyways, that's really all I have for today, you guys. Let's see, man, I had COVID, quit smoking. It's a new year. I'm very excited. I'm going to get healthy on my Peloton. Very excited about that. I just got to work on my finances a little bit, man. It's tough. It's tough out there for everybody though. I get it. Denkin Hudson, thank you so much for the follow. I appreciate it. And thank you for all the love, you guys, on TikTok. That's another thing I'm going to focus on this year, is I want to get to 100,000 followers on TikTok. Made a little bit of money last month on TikTok. Had a couple viral videos. Very excited about it. And I want to keep it going. So I'm going to go live every day. So check me out. Just Joe Yano on TikTok. For those of you that want to see my funny videos. I have a few funny ones on there. But a lot of them are just police officers arresting, that's terrible, they didn't arrest, giving tickets to people who run past school buses. So anyways, those are my viral videos anyways. But I'm gonna post a lot more content, and yeah, I'm excited about it. So anyways, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it, because I know I have not been keeping up with this podcast thing. You know, when I started this, 3-4 years ago now, I think it's been at least 3 years since this podcast started. I was in the top 10 on iTunes, which was awesome. I was killing it, and I was doing it every week. And now I'm lucky if I get to do one once a month. I've ran out of content. And to be honest, I haven't really focused on it. So, no excuses. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Let's kill the new year before it kills us. Sorry, that was a terrible joke. Everybody, have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week, and stay healthy. Take care.